15 years ago on this day, radical Islamic terrorists hijacked 4 commercial jet airliners and attacked America in New York City and Washington, D.C., resulting in the deaths of 2,996 and many thousands more injured. In the aftermath, there were families and individuals who sought relief for their pain, their loss, and ongoing illness. The 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund was created to provide for these people as much as was possible. Our first guest today is here to look back at the early days of that fund, the process it required people to follow, its effectiveness, and also how the often disparaged attorney community stepped forward pro bono, by the way, to help thousands of people navigate through the maze that every government created program unfortunately does bring with it. He heads the legal firm of Britcher Leone LLC and is co-founder of Trial Lawyers Care, Drew Britcher. Thanks for being here today, Drew.
Thank you very much, Chris.
And a couple of websites for Drew's legal firm, midmalnj.com, and learn more about Trial Lawyers Care, triallawyerscare.org is that website. And, of course, we have them over linked at our page as well. So take us back into that first time with the 9/11 Victims Fund, because there was in two segments, in 2001, 2003, and then reopened again in 2011. Was it a program and a system that had everything in place? Were there times and points where the administrators had to say, you know, we didn't think about that, good thing you brought this to our attention, and they had to streamline it and smooth things out as they went along?
Well, let's understand the program itself was something that was created in the wake not only of the attacks, but of Congress being concerned about the viability of the airlines if a series of lawsuits were brought regarding any security breaches they have, that they created this fund for the victims because they granted the airlines immunity. And as a result of that immunity grant, this program was put together in the days afterwards. That led then to the question of how would the people be able to bring these claims. And the American Association for Justice, the national organization of trial lawyers, made a conscious decision that lawyers would be able to make our contribution to the rebuilding process by creating Trial Lawyers Care. And I had the privilege of being one of the 15 founding board members, along with the 3 founding officers and a staff of many that were created in the space of roughly a month and opened an office in Manhattan in October, so as to begin taking on the pro bono representation of these families. So over the time of the program existed, the first challenge was letting people know that the program existed. The second was being able to accommodate all the many families who requested the assistance of Trial Lawyers Care. We had ultimately the privilege and honor of representing over 1,700 claimants, and we had lawyers from across the country totaling over 1,000 who volunteered their time. We in New Jersey had started to put our own program together through our president at the time, Chris Placetella, who had asked me to be involved because of my experience of having actually handled, along with my partner, Dr. Leone, the cases of 2 of the gentlemen who were in the underground lunchroom when the bomb had gone off back in 1993. And so we were working at that process when the National announced its intent, and so we got together with the National organization, the New York organization, the Maryland organization, the Pennsylvania organization, and the Virginia and D.C. organizations to create Trial Lawyers Care that undertook this rather significant effort that was part of a process created by Congress and Special Master Feinberg to try and make it possible for this to be as non-adversarial and as easy as we could for these families who had suffered the ultimate tragedies.
And for them, we've talked about this with other people on the show. There were, of course, you come up with a fund like this in the aftermath of a tragedy like this. It's also fraud that gets committed. I mean, there are a lot of things that could bog down and confuse and put unjust weight on the system. But if you look at the results in that first span of 2001, 2003, were there significant challenges, or did everything seem to work smoothly, or as smoothly as possible?
There were always challenges. Things were smoothed over by the fact that we had some very talented individuals working full-time, including one of the lawyers from Idaho, who gave up a year and a half of his practice to work full-time on trial lawyers' care because his brother had been one of the individuals who worked for the Port Authority who was unharmed, and he felt that was what he needed to do to feel that he gave back for the fact that his brother survived. But I would also tell you that matching the families was something that took a lot of time and a lot of effort. We had over 100-plus lawyers in New Jersey working on the program, and we had obviously a multitude of New Jersey families looking to be paired with pro bono attorneys. And there were times where the challenges were mostly identifying people who had particularly unique claims with lawyers who had particularly unique talents to handle those claims. So people who had survived but with significant burns needed to be paired with a lawyer who understood burn injuries. And then there were, of course, the challenges of Special Master Feinberg having given some indications of how he would administer the program and assuring the families that they would be treated fairly. And that was one of the challenges that also existed, that they were concerned about the idea of one man making all the decisions and what would happen if he individually didn't believe some element of the claim that they were presenting. So were there challenges? Yes. Did we have the ability to meet the overwhelming percentage of them? Yes. In the end, the program managed to exceed the tables by a very, very significant percentage in the end.
Talking with attorney Drew Britcher, who heads the firm Britcher Leone LLC, co-founder of Trial Lawyers Care, MedMalNJ.com for Drew's legal firm, and TriallawyersCare.org is the website location for Trial Lawyers Care. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And when you look at the statistics in that first two-year segment, 2001-2003, you mentioned how Trial Lawyers Care handled over 1,700 claims. There were 7,400 claim submissions from 75 countries. There were awards made in 5,560 of those cases, totaled over $7 billion. Fund received 2,963 death claims. That was 98% of eligible families. And funds were distributed in 2,880 of those. Average award ranged from a low end of just over $2 million to as high as $7 million. And is the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund, is that in tandem with the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act, or was that what came later when everything was reopened in 2011 for the first responders?
Well, the first responders approach was something that has been primarily handled by attorneys in the New York and New Jersey area on a more private basis than Trial Lawyers Care did with the 2001 through 2003, almost 2004 process that resulted ultimately in our report to Congress on the process of the fund and of Trial Lawyers Care's efforts in November of 2004. So there is a distinction between the two, and a difference in terms of what is presently being done and who's doing it.
Well, when you look back at in the present to look at that part of the past, can you say to as many families as possible, you got everything was done to the best that it could have been done?
Undeniably, there was a process established. We undertook to see to it not only that the lawyers were paired, but we trained the lawyers. I had the privilege of being one of the three lawyers. We traveled around the country and did presentations to fellow attorneys of showing them what the process was, how to do it, and how to, in many instances, help the families with the healing process by personalizing it, by seeing to it that there would be some way that their loved one would be truly represented to the special master. I did a lot of multimedia presentations for the dozen families my firm represented in the program, and that was my primary aspect of training the other individuals, was giving them some ideas for how to present something that would not just be a sterile piece of paper with some numbers on it, but rather a memorial for their loved one as part of it, to see to it that the healing process would have its greatest possibility of being able to go forth and that these families would be able to rebuild. Some of these families, you're talking 15 years, when we all represented some of them, you know, there were children who were 2, who were 5, who are now 17, 22, they're in college. There's a different world, and I think there was, for a lot of families that would have had a calamitous financial circumstance that was eased by this process, has made a difference for a lot of the people. Certainly the ones I represented have expressed that to me.
Learn more about Trial Lawyers Care at triallawyerscare.org and Drew's legal firm, Richard Leone, LLC, medmalnj.com. Drew Britcher, thank you for the services that you've provided to those who are obviously and desperately in need, and for the work that you did, the difference you made. And thanks for being here this morning.
All right. Thank you very much.